This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai. So, in honor of Purim, which is coming up very soon, Habalinu L'Toiva. So, we're going to learn, instead of the regular Navi Shir, we're going to learn some Chidushim on Megillas Esther. And the name of this year is going to be Gems on Megillas Esther from Maran Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Now, in honor of the theme of Purim of Anahapaychu, we're going to be doing it backward. So I was either debating having everyone stand on their heads or starting from the end of the Megillah. I opted for the latter because I thought it would be a little difficult to position everyone on their heads. That's why this year is standing room only. Okay, so the... Okay, fine. So let's go to the end of the Megillah. You ready? La Yehudim, Haisa Aira, Visimcha, Visasain, Vikar. The Yehudim had light. So everybody knows the Gemara Darshan's Aira Zu Taira. And by the way, Rashi on the Gemara says that Haman made a decree that we wouldn't be able to learn, which is a little bit difficult to understand in light of the famous Levush that says that the main difference between Hanukkah and Purim is Purim they wanted to kill us, and Hanukkah they wanted to take away our religion. And here it seems like from Chazal, Haman also wanted to be Mevatel Talmud Torah. But what's Pashup Shad in the Pasuk? The Jews had light. What do you mean they had light? They had light before also. Haman did not make a decree that the Jews have to turn off the lights. That was not one of the decrees of Haman. That's the Drush. But what's Pashup Shad? Like, the Jews had light. What do you mean?
At the end of the tunnel.
What does that mean? Pashup Shad, Haman never made a decree that they need to turn off the lights. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, very Pashup. When the Jews heard about their decree, so in anticipation, they went hiding into caves, into tunnels. And even though the Gzeira did not come, but if the Amalekim come and say, you know, we're here to kill you, the Jews are not going to say, okay, just give me a second, I want to run away into a cave. Obviously, they needed to prepare. So all the Jews are in the underground, they're by Machteret. And now that the decree is over, now they came to the light of day. So that's the Pashup Shad in the Pasuk. Okay, so that's number one. Okay, so far they're just whetting your appetite. Now, number two. Look in the Pasuk, La Yehudim Haisa Aira V'Simcha V'Sasa In Vikar. If you don't have an...
59. What is it again that was?
They came to the light of day. So, the Pasuk says like this, La Yehudim Haisa Aira V'Simcha V'Sasa In Vikar. Look at the word Sasa In. Look in the next pasuk. Oh, Medina, oh, Medina, oh, Chol Yerboyir, Mekoyim Asher, Darmach, V'dasoy, Magia, Simcha V'sasoyin. So why the first time is it Chasar, and the second time it's Malay? What is the Gemara Darshan on the word Sasoyin? Right? Oira is Taira. Simcha is Yamtif. Sasoyin, Mila, right? Like David HaMelech says, Sas, Anoichi al imrasecha kemoitzei shalal raf. So it's referring to Mila. The Gemara in Ksuba says, do you make the bracha shahasimcha b'ma'oinoi at a bris Mila? No, very good. Tzara diyanuka. Yeah, the pain of the kid. Memela, the sasoin is not complete by Mila, because the kid is v'tzar. Next pasuk is, simcha v'sasoin, that refers to the simcha, not of Mila, but of Purim, so that's Sasoin is Taka, Malay, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Okay, that was the second offering for today. Next, let us go to the Aseres B'nei Haman. It says, Shushan Havira, then let's hang the 10 sons of Haman on the tree. By big son Vasarash, it says, by Yitalush Nehem al Eitz. They hung them on tree. And here it says they wanted to hang the 10 sons of Haman on the tree. Ah, if you look in the Targum Sheni says that the 10 sons of Haman were hung on the very same tree that Haman was hanged on. How does Targum Sheni know that? From the letter Hey. The tree, the Hey Hayidia. Now, if you look in Tosfos, the tree was how tall?
50
amos. So if you look in the Targum Sheni, he makes a cheshbon how the 10 sons of Haman were hanged on the tree, and there's still one amma extra. He only accounts for 49 amos. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky writes that if you look in Masechta Chagiga and Tosfos, end of the first parak, how tall is a person? Tosfos says 4 amos. A person is usually 4 amos, which would be not such a raya, doesn't fit in so well according to the Chazon Ish, right? That an amma is 2 feet. But if a person is 2 amma,
is 1.5 feet, because that's 6 feet. Most people are not 6 feet tall. Most?
Yeah.
You're 7 o'clock.
I don't know. Okay, be it as it may, maybe people used to be taller. Niskatnu hadoiros. Yeah? So.
You got a Honda?
Yeah. How much you going to buy it?
Maybe it's surgical.
So the Kitzer, it's in my coat. The Kitzer, what does it say?
I got a
Honda. So, Tosfos makes a cheshbon that a person occupies 4 amos, but on the tree they only occupy 3 amos. You know why? Because one of the 4 amos of the person is their head. And their heads were chopped off. They were killed first. So therefore, they only needed 3 amos. So basically, I guess you had 3 amos. Amma, 3 amos. But when it came to... So the question is, but we're still missing an amma. That's Haman. Haman's head was on the tree. Because only the 10 sons were first killed and then hanged. Haman was not first killed and then hanged. He was just hanged. So therefore, his head is the 50th amma. So it's interesting, you know.
Hang one above the other?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but I guess when it says it's a tree, it means a pole. Okay. Here we go. And gifts to the
poor.
Really? What are the two ways of saying poor man in Lashon HaKodesh?
Avion.
Ani. Avion. Who is poorer?
Avion.
And Avion is Ta'iv Lakol, is much poorer. So the question is, are you Yoytse Matanas Avionim if you give it to an Ani?
Mashmandel?
You shouldn't be. The Pasuk says Avionim. The Gemara in Bamitzia says on Kofia Alpha Mabez that an Avion is more than an Ani. But if you look in the Gemara over there, it says that if you have, you could give tzedakah to one of two people, an Ani or an Avion, who do you give it to? It's a bigger mitzvah to give to an Ani than to give to an Avion.
Why? So it gets him closer to being out of the category?
Because an Avion is not embarrassed to ask. He's already a professional fundraiser. The Ani is already not accustomed to asking. So it's better to give it to an Ani because he's less likely to be able to get it. So therefore, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Avada, it's a bigger mitzvah than Matanas La'aniyim. The chiddush of the Torah is, you're even Yoytzei if you don't give it to an Ani and you give it to an Evian. Okay. What number was that? That is number 4, I believe. 1, 2, 3, 4. That was number 5. Okay. I didn't say what it was. You didn't miss anything. It's another targum on the Megillah.
In addition to the first one?
Yeah. Okay. Alkein karu layamim ha'ela furim al shem ha'por. Yeah? You see where it says that?
Professor.
Al Kain, Karu, Layamim Ha'ela, Furim, Al Shem HaPor. It's Perek, Tes Pasuk Chavav. Right? Al Kain, Karu, Layamim Ha'ela, Furim, Al Shem HaPor. I have one simple question here. Why is it called Furim, Al Shem HaPor? Well, if that's what it is, it should say, Al Kain Karu Layamim Ha'ela Fur Al Shem HaPur. If it's Al Shem HaPur, it should be called Pur. Or if it's called Purim, it should be Al Shem HaPurim.
But we learned, you taught us, there was more than one lottery.
Ah, very good.
Multiple lotteries.
So from here, says Reb Chaim, from here Chazal derived that first Haman cast the lot on the days, and it didn't work. And then he cast a lot on the months, and it worked. So therefore, he cast more than one lot. Therefore, Al Kain Karu LaYamim Ha'ela Furim Al Shem HaPur. This, from here, we see Haman cast more than one lot. Okay. Next offering, Kiyemu VeKibelu HaYehudim Aleihem VeAl Zarom. They fulfilled and they accepted upon them and their children, and all that accompanied them. Well, what does that refer to, all that accompanied them? They were mekabel purim on their animals. Tes pasuk chav zayin. What does it mean, kol hanilvim aleihem? L'chayra, that refers to geirim. Shrektub chayim. Why does it have to say that they were makabel purim on gerim? Gerim have to keep every dairis, every drabban, and every minog, just like any other Jew. What's the chiddush that they're makabel purim even al kol hanovim aleihem?
Be any goyim that accepted the shiva? No, shiva
pe goyim or not? They don't have to keep purim. So you're saying Novim Aleim refers to the avadim?
No, since, but isn't there shaila about it because it was also an avadim?
Yeah, the Rambam. Yeah. We once had a share on that, on whether Avadim are Chayiv in Megillah. Rav Chaim learns that Novim Aleim refers to Gerim. So the question is, why would you think Gerim are Pater? So he says, the mitzvah of Purim is like a Haidah, like Berchas Haidah. Now, if a miracle happens to you, we know your children have to also be give Haidah. It's the Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Reish Yud Ches, that kol yotze chalatzav are chayavim levarich. So in this situation, where a miracle happened to the Jewish people, and the Yom Tov is established as a Haidah, you would think only their direct descendants would have to commemorate and show gratitude to Hashem. But Gerim, who are not descendants of the Jews of those times, they would not be obligated in the mitzvah of Purim. So therefore the chiddush is, no, ve'al kol hanilvim aleihem. So the question is, so Taka, why are Gerim Chayiv? If this is a Yom Tov of Haidah, typically only Yotzei Chalotzav are Chayiv in the mitzvah, and the Gerim are not Yotzei Chalotzav. So the answer is, says Rav Chaim, because had Klal Yisrael been destroyed then, there would be no Gerim, because there would be nothing for them to attach themselves to. So this is analogous to a case where a miracle happened to your Rebbe, that the halacha is, all the Talmidim are Chayiv LaHaidahs. Why? Because had it not happened to the Rebbe, then these people would never have gone to Olam Haba, right? Rabbi Mevi'oi Lidei Chaya Olam Haba. Fine. Next offering. Ready?
Yeah.
Everywhere in Megillas Esther, Purim is Chasar. For example, look in Pasuk Chav Tes. Vatichtaiv Esther Hamalka Vasavichayo Umardachai Yudis called Toikev Likayim Esigar Es Hapurim Hazois Hashenis. Hapurim is Chasar. Or Lamed Aleph Likayim Esimei Hapurim Hoela. Or Pasuk Lamed Beis Umamar Esther Kiam Devrei Hapurim Hoela. There are only two exceptions to the rule where Purim is spelled Malay. Number one, Pasuk Chavav, Al kein kareu la yamim ha ela furim al shem hapur. That's number one. And also, that's Pasuk Chavav. And Vimei, and Pasuk Chavchas. Vimei HaPurim Ha'el, Lo Yavru Mitoicha Yehudim. So it says Reb Chaim, very Pashut. The reason is, the Pasuk of Al Kein Karu La'yam Ha'el HaPurim, that's going on the Purim in the times of Mordechai and Esther. Their Purim was Malei, because they were really saved Mimaves L'chaim. And they were Mekabel the Torah B'Yahava. But all the other Purims is going on in the future, where the Simcha is not Malei, because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. And however, when by the Pasuk, Vimei HaPurim Ela Lo Yavru, that's going on Purim La'asud Lavei, the Chazal Darsh, and all the Yamim Tovim will become Batel, but Purim will never become Batel. So therefore, those two Purims are Malei. Okay, Rabbi, so how many is that so far? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We had 9, right? Should we stop here or should we do more? Okay, fine, we'll do more. Fine. So, continue. The Megillah is called Sefer, right? V'nichta ba'sefer. And it's also called Igaras. And the Gemara learns out different halachas from these two different terminologies. So why is it that of all the Kisvei HaKodesh, of all of scriptures, the only Sefer in Tanakh that's called Igaras is the Megillah? Why did they taka make it like an Igaras? So Reb Chaim says, because all of the miracles of the Megillah came about through different Igrois. Right, like the Gemara says, El Malay Igros Rishonos Loi Nishtairu Misaneim Shel Yisrael. Had Achashverosh never sent out that first letter? What was the first letter? First letter was Liyayis Kahali Yisrael. People said, "What kind of Shaita Shabbalim is this guy? He's sending out an edict that the man's in charge in the house. What kind of ridiculous thing is that? Yeah, right. How's that ever going to happen? Right?" But they thought he was insane when he sent out a law that the guy is in charge. So then when he sends out the second letter that the Jews are going to be killed, they say, oh, you know, shaito, crazy rules he sends out. But all the, and then the letter of Haman and the letter of Mordechai, so to commemorate that, the status of the Megillah is different than any other Sefer.
And you have to fold it up like a letter when you read it.
Okay, here we go.
If you follow from the Megillah, you have to also fold it or only the Chazal?
No, you don't unfold it. Yeah. But you have to be very careful to file from Megillah. Why are you filing from Megillah? For what?
Just in case if you...
What? It's a very dangerous thing to do. Because if you miss a word,
yes,
and then you say it yourself and you mispronounce it, you're not Yotzei in the Megillah. So you're better off using a Chumash, in my opinion. If you say Nafal instead of Noifel, you're out. You know, maybe you'll get, maybe next year you'll be, I'd say. So, okay. What's the end of the Megillah? Viratzu l'roi v'chav. There's an interesting tagum on this. The tagum says, Viroitze b'riboy echav. He wanted there to be a lot of brothers. Meaning, he wanted there, not just Viratzu l'roi v'chav, most people liked him. He wanted there to be a proliferation of his brothers. Why? The answer is, all these new brothers, all these new people, all these new Jews, on whose shoulders are their tzaras and their tzrachim going to fall? On Mordechai, he's the God of Hadar. Even so, he didn't care. He wanted a proliferation of his brothers. He didn't mind that it's going to cause him more tircha and more bother.
There's a parsha pishat, Rabbi. It comes, it says, Vayasam Emelech HaKashverosh Mas Ala Oretz. So he put a tax, right? That was to build the Beis HaMikdash, right? That money was eventually going to be used to build the Beis HaMikdash. But a lot of the people didn't like the tax, and Mordechai was the number two in charge, so they associated him with the tax. That's why it's Robichov. Some people didn't like the tax.
Yeah. You don't need reasons why people don't like rabbis. Yeah. But, okay, the last pasuk. Ki Mordechai HaYehudi Mishneh LaMelech Achashverosh. That's Erstens. V'gadol LaYehudim 2. V'ratzoi LaRoi V'chav 3. Doi Rehesh Toiv LiAmoi 4. V'doiver Shalom L'chol Zaroi. So the pasuk says how many zachen? 5 zachen. What are these 5 zachen? Says Reb Chaim. B'derech klal, the guy who's Mishnah LaMelech is going to make tzaras for the Yidden. If you're second in command, usually that means you're in a position that you're going to do bad things to the Jewish people. Like it says in Avos Rav Nosson at the end of the 11th parak, a person shouldn't say, I'm going to be the tsar, and lo yichav in other words, anihu tsar erva anihu ha-mishnah. Says the Avos Rav Nosson, the Mishnah LaMelech has always been Goizel Yisrael. So the Chiddush is like this. Even though Mordechai was Mishnah LaMelech HaChashverosh, he was still Gadol V'Choshuv LaYehudim. They still basically liked him. Despite the fact he's second in command, he was Gadol LaYehudim.
Yosef was also second.
And even though he's Gadol LaYehudim, typically, somebody who's a gadol, the Jews don't like him. After all, the Gemara says in Ksubas and Kuf Hamad Beis, any rabbi that is liked by the people in the city, he's not doing their job. Because let's say somebody comes in the middle of a shir. So what are you going to do? You have to tell them to wait another hour until the shir. No, just joking. Okay. So
is your car blocking the
It's not my car.
Whose car is on the street blocking the driveway, the entrance to the driveway?
I don't know. 10 minutes. I have to finish, okay? Sorry.
I'll move the car. I'll take the keys and move it. And when his car is blocking the driveway.
So the Gemara says,
I have no idea.
That,
I can't see from my
that any young rabbi who they like in the city is not doing their job. Why? Because obviously he's not giving them rebuke. He's not giving them mussar. And when they wanted to appoint Rabbi Akiva as a leader, so he asked his wife if she's maskim. And she said, I'm maskim, even though they'll be bizyonos. So the chiddush is like this. Even though Mordechai was gadol la Yehudim, he was still ratzoi l'roiv echav. Why? Because he did them toivus. Why doesn't it say l'chol echav? He says it's impossible. In fact, I'll tell you a very interesting thing. It says by the party of Achashverosh that Achashverosh was la'asois kirtsoin ish va'ish. And it says by Mordechai, ratzoi l'roi v'echav. What's the difference between Achashverosh? Achashverosh wanted to please everybody. And God said, that's your downfall. It's wrong to want to please everybody. There are people who always, they want to please everyone. Why do you want to please everyone? Why do you have to please everyone? What's the mitzvah? There's a mitzvah to please everyone? The mitzvah is to do the right thing. God says on Achashverosh, your downfall is going to come because you want to please everyone. Look at Mordechai. Mordechai knows who he needs to please, who he doesn't need to please. You want to please everyone? God says, well, who do you think you are? I'm the only one who could be masbia l'chol chai ratzoin. I'm the only one who could please everyone. Okay. But despite that, despite the fact that he was God, he was ratzoi l'roi v'echav. Doi reish toiv le'amoi. It's because he always sought out the welfare of his people. He was always doing chasadim to Klal Yisrael. But here's the grand finale. You ready for the grand finale? So here you have the public servant, you know, public servant number one. He is able to toe the line. He's able to be second in command, yet do what's good for the Jewish people. And even though he's able to do what's good for the Jewish people, they still like him. Why? Because at the end of the day, he's kind to them. So here's a guy who's really dedicated to the tzibor. He's not overtly being pleasing to everyone. On the other hand, he's doing chasadim to the tzibor as a whole. He's able to do the bidding of the king and still win the favor of the people. So what would you think would be his one area of lacking?
Humility.
Mordechai, can you come home already? How am I going to put the kids to sleep all by myself? Shefala, I got to serve the people. I don't have time for you. Yeah, but I can't have one kid's crying, one kid's off the bed, one kid's in the bed. What am I going to do? Do it yourself. I'm a public servant.
Was Mordechai married?
Yeah. Esther. What about his own family? What about his descendants? What about his... He had children. He had grandchildren. He had great-grandchildren. What about his son-in-laws in Lakewood? What's going on with them? What about the... What's with his own family? The final climax of the Megillah is that despite the fact that he's public servant and he's serving the people and he's kind-hearted and everybody likes it, you think his own family is suffering. No, you know what the pinnacle of the Megillah, you know what the climax is? V'doiver shom chazaray. His greatest madrega is he could get along with his wife and kids. That's the highest madrega of Megillah.
That should have been number one.
After saving the Jewish people, okay, that's the lower madrega. After that, after you're able to save the Jewish people, now let's work on your own household. That's the end of the Megillah. He says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he says, "Bederach klal misha oisek b'tzarchei tzibur, eino yachal asek b'tzarchei beisai, v'lidog levana v'zaray." And they're angry at him. Him kayasim alav, like we find by Eoiv. Therefore, typically, we find by the Bnei Eoiv, they're very angry at him. No, Mordechai, despite being, you know, the popular public servant, he had time to do homework with his kids, and he's doiver shalom l'chol zaroi. So that concludes Reb Chaim Kanievsky on the end of the Megillah. Maybe next time we'll do Reb Chaim Kanievsky on
the beginning
of the Megillah or the middle of the Megillah. Okay, Rabbi Sai, we'll hold it over here.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.